And the way I lay it out is it goes through the statutory predicates before we get into the cases. We get into the cases, and each of the cases are color-coded. You have your Supreme Court cases, Fifth Circuit, and your bankruptcy cases. They're all color-coded for you, and they tell you what kind of a case it is. Is it a 7 or is it a 13 or something other than that? So you can use it in your practice. You can give it to your legal assistants. I'm hoping it'll be a really good guide for you to use in your practice back home. All right. So having said that, what I'm going to do is we're going to get started here. We're going to go through this, and I'm going to have Leanne talk about the paper, but while we're going through that, I'm going to go through the PowerPoint for you and put those sections up so you can follow along on what we're talking about. So we first structured this paper to talk about community property interests, the non-filing spouse, and Texas proceeds. But when the Fifth Circuit came out on its newly reissued opinion in Hawk, that kind of changed our direction a little bit. So you're going to see us focusing a little bit more on that issue. And time permitting, we'll get into the community property interests. It's in our paper, and it's in the PowerPoint. All right. Anything you want to add to that?
No. I think we're ready to get started.
Okay. All right. So let's get this set up. We're going to start getting into the statutory predicates for the area that we're going to be discussing first, which is a homestead. Of course, everybody's familiar with the Texas Homestead Statutes 41001A, which exempts the homestead itself, right? And then we get into the C, which is the proceeds exemption, the six-month statutory exemption for the proceeds. And the 522C, right? You declare bankruptcy, 522C.